Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving. Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
My thoughts and prayers go out to anybody who has to sit in traffic on a daily basis. Man. Man. Like yesterday, I had to go from the Gardner north. And I had to weave through the city
because
I was trying to get to somewhere above North York.
But where were you going? Like on the Don Valley Parkway?
You know what? I'd come off the Don Valley and I was on the Gardner. Okay. And then my GPS routed me somewhere through the middle of the city up north. Which I believe that it gives you the shortest route because of traffic. But it was still very, very long. Just so many people on the road in our city. So many people. We need options. And it looks like the Eglinton looks like they're making progress on it now.
They are making progress.
Yeah.
I cross over there. My husband does to go to Sunnybrook. And he goes, oh, it looks like cleaner. Like the actual place where you get on to the subway, it's still being constructed. But it's good. I mean, it's kind of alleviating things. I feel the people, you guys at Eglinton and Bayview, I'm just going to focus on you right now. How did you manage?
Yeah, how'd you survive?
I don't know how you managed. I don't know, because I think about those people and the apartments and everything. Oh, just amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's getting done.
It looks like things are happening slowly but surely.
So I'm driving down University this morning. I see this person outside, and she's wiping down the tables on the patio, getting ready for a big day. And I'm thinking, I love summer, because people are out early. They're getting the patios ready. That's great. Now, here's something I don't understand. Listen, if you jog in the morning, I applaud you because I think that's great. How do you do that with AirPods in your ears without them falling out?
Really?
Mine, even when I was sitting in the living room doing the Marilyn Dennis show, every once in a while, one would pop out. Is there something wrong with me?
Yeah, not you with the AirPods. You need to just change their tips. The AirPods come with three. The tip that you have in there right now is the medium tip.
Yeah.
You got a small one, which is probably not what you need. And then they have a large one.
Are you saying I have large eardrums?
I'm saying your ears are large in charge, lady.
Okay.
Like, you need to just change those out and just fill in the space a little
bit. The left one's okay. The right one keeps popping out. Somebody said, well, sometimes it pops out because, get this, your ear is dry. All right. I don't understand that. But have you lost them when you've gone jogging?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Those things, I actually forget they're in my ears half the time. Yeah.
All right. I got to do something about that.
Yeah. Just change the tips and then film the space.
This guy was doing the Tough Mudder. I was going up in Mount Pleasant.
Oh, my gosh.
Going up Mount Pleasant, the biggest hill I've ever seen. I'm going, good on you, buddy. Yeah. And you haven't lost your AirPods.
Yeah.
Anyway, love summer. Love the fact the weather is great. Everybody's out and about this morning. Awesome.
All right.
Got to change my air.
Yeah, look at you with those large ear canals.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I hear a lot. And I see in the
back of my head. Got that girth in there.
I see in the back of my head, too. You know that?
Yeah, wow.
I'm
got a
mother.
Flashlight and see what's going on.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Dog owners in Montreal are now experiencing kind of what we had experienced for a hot minute here in Toronto. They got this sign up talking about owners of dogs could be fined between $500 and $2,000 for allowing their dogs just to bark, which is really funny to me.
But this is at a dog park.
Yeah, it's at a dog park, but that's what dogs do. They bark. Like, that is just what they do.
At each other.
Of course, especially when they're in congregation, right? I mean, when dogs get together, they have a conversation, right? Let's talk about it.
I was walking down the street the other day, and there was a couple of dogs that were meeting up. Their tails were wagging. They were so happy, and they kept barking at each other. So this is at a dog park.
Apparently the dog barking is such a nuisance for the residents.
I'm sure.
That, the people, the state people government has stepped in to do something.
Yeah, thank you. The sign was intended to help reduce the nuisance experienced by the neighborhood of this dog park.
Yeah.
But the dog owners are saying that's too much. It's not fair.
Yeah, the borough also said that it's working on measures to mute the noise, including new fences, new hedges, just things to kind of block the sound a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It kind of is what it is. I mean, what they probably should say is, maybe limit the amount of dogs allowed in the park. You know, once you get to a certain number of dogs in the park, then the noise gets... I mean, I know that...
We're not a dog owner.
It sounds ridiculous, right, Simone? I know.
Simone is a dog owner. Are you Simone?
I'm just picturing the dog bouncer now. capacity. I'm sorry. You gotta,
by the way, I don't like...
No more tables. No more tables.
You're not coming in. You're not young enough. I don't like that.
I know a guy.
Yeah. I get it. It is difficult for...
Yeah.
people living in the area, because dogs can be loud, but again, it's a balance of like the owners having to step in and be like, okay, chill out, dog. I know you're excited.
But even then, the dog doesn't really care what the owner says.
I know. It's a dog.
It's like, I just don't know how this is a thing. They tried to do this in Toronto.
Yeah.
The sign lasted for all of like one day.
Because
people are like, what are you
down.
Talking about? Get this thing out of here.
I don't know. We're asking the owners to help reduce the noise. And you know, it's just like anything else, whether it's a parent of a noisy kid or a dog parent, whatever. It comes naturally to them.
100%.
So you have picked a place to live that's near a dog park. I mean.
And that's another great point.
Yeah.
This is a decision by someone who's an owner or renter. You got to understand where you live.
Yeah. Look at the surrounding
areas.
Where
do you live?
Yeah.
You live right by a dog park.
And by the way, it doesn't happen all the time. Like, there's a dog park that I know about. And then I see them play, and it's big.
Mm-hmm.
It's really big. But it's between Avenue Road and Young. And I hear them at the doctor's office. I can hear it, but it comes and it goes.
At the dog park.
At the dog park.
That's what it
is. That's right.
I would love if they could get a hold on the dog poo that's all over the place. That's something we can start enforcing.
Well, that's why we have dog parks, because they don't come into other parks 9 times out of 10, maybe less than that, so that we don't step on it.
Yeah, the sidewalks are littered.
I know they are.
But that's a whole other story. That's actually, that is the story.
That is. Clean up after your dog, and don't put your dog Tucka Duty into my garbage.
Isn't that the worst?
Why like, are you doing that?
Hey, that's my trash. That you put.
Don't lift it up.
I know.
Or
territorial.
Beside it.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Channel 104.5.
Talk about art imitating life, or maybe learning from it. Fans of the show Ted Lasso, you might be interested to know that you may not. Had things gone differently, you might not have loved the character Ted Lasso as much as you do. He's extremely lovable because he's just very lighthearted.
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable and positive.
Yeah.
Like, how do you describe his character, producer Simone? I don't want to say that he's like gullible, but he's just like...
He's happy-go-lucky.
Happy-go-lucky.
Looks at the glass is always half full.
Yes, that's what he is. He's a bright side-up guy. But he almost wasn't that. He reveals in an interview that he was probably going to be a little more angry and opinionated as a character.
Like a coach.
Yeah, like a coach. And also a little more... negative. But because of what was going on politically in the United States, specifically with the former president Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
He decided to change that character because he said even himself, Jason Sudeikis, not the most political guy, said, but I wasn't even watching the news, and everything that was going on in government and, you know, the politics of the United States was affecting me.
Yeah.
So I decided to make this character a little more of a positive person. And so many people love Ted Lasso.
Yeah. That makes it even better.
Exactly. So that's when art looks at life and says, I don't actually have to imitate it. I'm going to take my own spin for the betterment of our own sanity.
So, good point, because it's about escapism.
Exactly.
And that's what Ted Lasso is all about.
Exactly. So big up to Jason Sudeikis on that one.
Most NFL players, when they retire, take the season off, but mostly retire, they take up golf. But some people take up Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian is reportedly now friends with Tom Brady.
That's not going to work.
Now, imagine if they got married and did a TV show. What would they call the show? A man named Brady who has kids from a past marriage that marries a lovely lady who has also children.
Are you spinning a Brady Bunch?
Which, by the way, the Brady Bunch intro to that show was the original Zoom call.
That was a Zoom call.
That
100%.
Was a Zoom
call. And it actually worked. And everyone kept their microphones on mute.
That's right. To the point where Jimmy Fallon uses it when he does his TV show.
That's
anyway,
great.
Kim Kardashian, Tom Brady are friends. Okay.
Make a prediction for them. Wait, before you move on, do you think that relationship works, or do you think that relationship, you know,
I think
peters
it's attention
out?
For both of them. I think it's just it's for me to mention on Chunk.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No.
I don't know what works anymore. So sure.
Nothing works, Azalea. That's
nothing
works.
I will tell you what. Neither one of them is going to get into a long-term relationship for a very long time.
All right.
Okay. Well, who likes Back to the Future?
I do.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Hi.
I know it's you.
Okay.
Christopher Lloyd is saying that he thinks that they could do a sequel, like a fourth one, like a sequel to the sequel to the sequel. He said, basically, I would love to do a sequel. If somebody has a brilliant idea that would justify a fourth film, then it might happen. But then he went on and said that he thinks that he and Michael J. Fox would be able to do it together. He said there's been an ease between the two of them. He didn't have to struggle to get there with Michael.
Yeah.
There's never any conflict, but I don't know if he's spoken to Michael J. Fox recently.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that Michael J. Fox is necessarily in a state where he could act and be Marty McFly. Right.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox doesn't seem to be talking about film production or anything of the like, not even writing at this point.
Just promoting a documentary called
Which I haven't seen yet. Have you seen it?
Yeah, no, I haven't, but I saw the interview on CBS Sunday morning, and the struggles he's been through, the broken bones that he has experienced because of his situation. So anyway, it's a nice thought.
Right.
It's not a prequel he's talking about. He's talking about a sequel.
Back to the Future, number four.
Number four.
I say leave it alone. It is the most classic treasure trilogy of all time, of movie history. I say just leave it.
Yeah.
Personally.
Leave it, but thank you for thinking of us. And I love the fact that they get into reunions every once in a while.
Okay.
All right. Well, a little bit of this and that.
Yeah, and if they leave it, my shrink wrap sealed box set retains its value. Keep it.
I don't think that's ever going to stop being valuable.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think.
I love you for that. Thank you.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
This one is for the people who take the TTC. So if you take line one on the subway, you may have noticed a change, and then it might make you miss your stop. So they renamed Eglinton West Station to Cedar Vale, and they changed it because when the line five finally opens up, that's what it's going to be. But some of them are changed and some of them are not. So if Eglinton West is your stop, just know that it might be Cedar Vale.
Cedar Vale.
Might be.
Okay.
But it also just might be Eglinton West.
Wake up from a little nap and you're like, what? Where?
You're like, wait a second. Am I on the wrong train?
Where am I? Right.
Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit confusing for a little while, but I don't know. Be vigilant. Just pay attention. Figure it out. And I'm not sure if this is something to celebrate or not, but Toronto City Council has finally voted to allow drinking in parks this summer. So it's going to be for 2 months only, August 5th to October 9th. I don't know why not from June, but okay, August, right after the long weekend.
Wait, you said from August?
August 5th. Right. Like, August 5th until October 9th.
What?
Summer's right now.
Right. Summer begins.
So we can start drinking in the park a couple weeks before school starts?
And August 5th, I think, is, well, actually, that might be the long weekend. Might be the Saturday. Let's double check that. It's a Saturday because that's Caravana Saturday.
That's really messed up.
But here is the catch anyway.
Okay.
So only the park in the areas where the local councilor opted in, can you drink in? The other parks are still dry. So 21 out of the 25 councilors said yes. So the three who said no are Ward 24, so Scarborough, Guildwood, Ward 8, Eglinton, Lawrence, and Ward 2, Etobicoke Center. Mm. So those ones you can't drink in, but if you're downtown Toronto, seems like all systems go.
Okay.
So we'll see. So here's a funny article that I read earlier. There's a new trend that I actually have been paying attention to, but I didn't realize it became a trend.
What's that?
So people are speaking, well, not people. Young people are speaking in British accents when they become nervous or when they drink a little bit too much. So if they are in like a high anxious state and they feel like very, very awkward, they all of a sudden will switch from their normal speaking voice to a British accent.
Like a proper British accent. Not a Cockney.
Or they'll add like that in it at the end.
So when they get nervous, they start all of a sudden.
They're like, wow.
Well, I don't know how this is going to turn out, innit?
Right, exactly. But they're serious. It's like they're not trying to be funny.
Well, that's something.
You know what I'm going to blame? You're talking about younger people, right?
We're talking like Gen Z.
Yeah, it's because of Peppa Pig. I blame Peppa Pig. That is Peppa Pig.
Why are those ages still watching Peppa Pig?
No, it's not that. It's not
Stop
that.
Watching
it's
Peppa
been,
Pig.
She's been around for a while, that Peppa Pig. She's getting a movie. I'm telling you.
And you know funny. What else what I think it may be? Love Island. Like when people watch the UK version, you know, you're watching and you're paying attention to how they speak and then you're mocking it. And then you end up using it in your everyday vocab.
So many of my friends who watch also Top Boy, you know that show?
Yeah.
That's the crime drama on Netflix produced by Drake.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm getting texts from people, hey man, what's going on, bruv? I'm like, bruv?
Right.
It's like, you've never called me bruv a day in your life, bruv. What is this? All of a sudden, everyone's called me bruv, and oh man, it's nice out, isn't it?
Right. It could be some Bridgerton in there.
Right. Oh, you just watched Top Boy.
Right.
Oh, you're on Bridgerton right now. Yeah.
So it's interesting.
And they say people don't watch television.
Oh, people are watching.
And that kids are not influenced by TV. And
they're picking up accents. I mean, if people in other countries can watch English shows to learn how to speak English, then, I mean, we can do it to pick up a British accent.
Well, okay.
That's what's trending.
All right. I'm going to hurry this up so I can get over to the water closet. No? Water closet.
Terrible.
They'll be
saying you're not, the you're worst. You're not good at that.
You can even get
but
it
the
out.
The bruv thing was good. Leave it at bruv.
Can I get it? I don't know. All right, guys.
Sticky.
Situation.
Oh, no.
You know how sticky it gets?
Real sticky. Icky.
Sticky situations normally get us confused. But if you need a little clarity on the situation, hit up the website, chum1045.com, hit sticky situations, submit what you're trying to decide, and maybe we can crowdsource it from us or whoever's listening. Let's talk about this morning's sticky situation. What is it?
So this morning, we got an email from Trevor who says that he doesn't like his wife's haircut. But the issue is deeper, much deeper than that. Because, hold on, pulling it up word for word. Okay, so she got a haircut, and he said he's always loved his wife's long brown hair. Yeah. But last week, she decided to cut it all off without telling me and dye it bright red. He said he was shocked. He was coming home from getting the haircut and asked him if he liked it. He said that she was super excited about it, but he can't see how she can go from one extreme to the next.
So it was from brown?
It was long and brown. Cut to short and red.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a double change, right?
Right.
That's a shorter haircut and a hair color.
Yeah, and this is the first time that she's ever done it. He said that it's kind of jarring. He said he actually hates it, and he thinks it makes her look less attractive and like a completely different person. Mm. It's a drastic change. How can I tell her that I preferred her long hair and that I don't like her new look? Oh, and by the way, she always used to joke that if I shaved my beard off, she would leave me.
Ouch. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's an additive thing there, right there. Okay.
Yeah.
So you posted what question on social media?
So I post on social media saying, help, my wife doesn't like my haircut. What do I do?
So what did people say? What was the reaction of most people? They were saying that they agree that he essentially wants to know if he can voice his opinion on how she looks now.
Yeah, most people here are saying that it's her hair and she can do what she wants. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people also think that if it's going to be such a drastic change that you need to discuss this with your partner.
Don't need to discuss it with your partner.
Some people are saying, keep your trap shut. It grows. She probably feels gorgeous until she says otherwise. Be supportive. Everyone has hair concerns or issues.
Uh-huh. It's just hair.
Just wait until it grows back.
For some people, it's just hair. A lot of people, you know, somewhat tie their identity to their hair, or even people around
that.
You. Yeah,
I know that. And I, you know, tells me a little bit. I don't know these people, but she's probably never done anything extreme for a while.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
You know, like you do it a teenager. Like I was highly dependent, chemically dependent on this blonde product. I really screwed up my hair, but anyway,
right?
I did it. Nobody said anything about it. If they didn't like it, they didn't say anything. So I agree with don't say anything about it. But if you're asking, do you like it? You got.
People are saying, don't lie.
Don't lie.
Tell her it isn't your favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it will grow out.
That's a good, I know we have to take a break, but I'm going to tell you, that phrasing is really good. Well, it's not my favorite. I have to tell you, I prefer this, whatever it is. But here's the key, guys, with this sticky situation. She said that she would leave him if he would ever cut off his beard. So
I hope that was a joke.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why he phrased it. Jamar, these two seem to be hair-oriented.
Yeah, they seem to be a little opinionated on the hair. What would you do if your partner... partner drastically change their hair, or did they? Mm-hmm. I got a story because I went through a little bit of a hair change too, and the reactions I got from certain family members was interesting.
But your partner, like people like the people stay the same. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Text 104536.
Lots to unpack, as they say.
That is the sticky situation this morning. He hates his wife's haircut and new hair color. Should he be honest about it, or should he, as one texter said, keep his trap shut?
Sticky.
Situation.
Oh, no.
You know how sticky it gets.
Real sticky. Yeah.
His name is Trevor, and he reached out to us telling us that he does not, well, the word he used was, I hate my wife's new haircut. Am I correct? That's the word he used, right?
He hates it. Okay. It went from long, kind of brown hair,
right?
Cut it short, and it's red. Mm-hmm. And then the deal, that last line was, she said, if I ever cut off my beard or shave off my beard, that I will leave. That she will leave him. There's a lot of hair. There's a lot. Man, there's a lot of threats in that family.
That sounds like a joke, yeah, though, like, yeah, you know?
Yeah. But he said she used to joke and say,
yeah, but I will say something about red hair. Red hair washes out fast.
Okay.
The dye does.
That's a good...
Yeah.
Listen, my partner, in our time together, has gone through many hair changes. She had straight hair at one point, then she had braids, and now she has locks like mine.
Uh-huh.
And I've never made a comment about it.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever you want to do, it's your hair.
It's your hair.
It's all good. Yeah. You're the same person. Not everyone is built that way. Because I remember when I cut my hair... Because now I remember about a year ago I shaved the sides.
Right.
She and my mom both had the same comment. Oh, so when are you growing it back?
Oh.
And I was
passive aggressive. Can you imagine?
I was like, what? I ate it. But, you know, when you change your appearance, you have to make a calculated, in my opinion, a calculated decision that, hey, I'm going to change it. Some people are going to like it. Some people aren't.
Yeah, and just get ready to receive.
And that's what it is. I like it, and that's all that matters
to me. That's right.
What are people saying? Or
you started giggling. You're reading some stuff.
Yeah.
You're laughing at Azalea.
Because it says, seems like a red flag. Usually when people make drastic changes to their hair, it indicates there's some other problem. So that was the first one I read. But then this other one went into a little bit more detail.
Okay.
It said, I was surprised when my husband of many years started getting regular haircuts and then dyed the gray out. Turned out that he had a girlfriend. He's been with her now for 10 years and stopped dyeing his hair.
Silly's on the phone. What do you got, Silly?
I think if she does it and doesn't ask an opinion, you keep your mouth shut. But if she asks your opinion, you have to be honest.
Yeah.
You have to say, you know, I prefer the other one, or it's not my favorite, or I don't like it.
Let's dig a little deeper, like that last person did on Facebook, by saying, do you think there's problems in the marriage? Or is she just having a moment?
I think she's just having a moment. I think we all have those moments where we look for a little change. But like I said, if you're going to ask an opinion, be prepared to receive it.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
If she doesn't ask an opinion, be prepared to keep your mouth shut.
I like how you said that. Thank you for phoning in. That's great.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
I don't think this is a divorceable offense. I mean, it is hair at the end of the day.
I know. It's a very interesting scenario. You know, all of... you know, haircuts and guys are something to be said about that, because the first experience I had with that is my three sisters, including my two sisters, including myself. We had hair down past our bum, and my dad dropped us off, and he didn't know why he was dropping us off with my mother. He came back, he drove right by us, because my mother got all of us pixie cuts.
And he didn't know who you guys were?
Pixie cuts, like really short hair.
Oh my goodness.
We looked adorable.
Did he not recognize you guys?
No, he just drove right by.
That's great.
And he went, what did you do? So my mother came in, she sat in the car, I remember this so clearly, and she had all three of our ponytails. There's your long hair. I'm tired of fixing it, washing it, braiding it. There you go.
So it was
maintenance. We were all happy because it was summertime.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a Mary on the line. Mary. What does he do about his hair opinion?
Well, you know, I think that this goes a little bit further back. Like, you know, the girl that actually did it, I think she needs to ask herself before it all happens, you know, what's the reaction going to be? She has to know it could go one way or the other.
Yeah.
And she has to be able to accept that it could be a good reaction, it could be a bad reaction.
Just like Jamar said about his haircut, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So you have to kind of think, well, you know what? If he doesn't like it, then you know what? I tried. It's hair. What's the big deal? It's no different than, you know, you buy a new dress and you put it on and it's like, what do you think of my dress?
Yes.
You know, it's not working for you. But the problem is, you know, the dress you can take off right away and go something else. Your hair.
I know. It's
no longer.
Hair needs Photoshop.
You know, it's just one of those things where you have to say to yourself,
What
could happen? What are the consequences?
Yeah, or how about not asking at all? Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to make a decision. Thank you, Mary.
Holy Mary. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah.
For better or for worse.
Seriously, people don't like change. They just, they're afraid of it a little bit. It's something, you know, it's a risk that they're not willing to take.
In sickness and in health.
Yeah.
For brown bangs or red
whatever.
Red dress. You know, red rag, you red know, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It is her hair.
It is
your wife.
I would be fun to scare your partner with a wig one day, just to see what it
is. I scared my mom with a bald head. Yeah. I photoshopped one, April Fool's, I photoshopped the picture of me bald. Sent her the picture. She said, what did you do? I said, April Fool's. So
hair means a lot to a lot of people, not just you. Yeah.
It does.
When you wake up.
Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up.
On Chum.
You ever notice that there are things that are so wonderful that if someone doesn't like them, it's almost like, what? You almost judge them because they don't like this thing, this person. It's a red flag.
This album?
It's like, how do you not like that? There must be something wrong with you.
Yeah.
For me, it would be the beach. Whenever I hear people say they don't like the beach, I'm like,
what?
You don't like the beach? Okay, Mr. or Mrs. Boring, it just seems like there's a problem with your character if you don't like this thing. So let's add to the list things that people love so much that it's a red flag when other people hate them.
Okay, give me the list.
Another one is Ted Lasso, the TV show.
I love Ted Lasso.
People say that show is so good that if anyone actually hates on the show, they're like, wait a second, you have problems, don't you? Because the show's supposed to be pure joy.
I better tell the truth on something.
Okay.
Seinfeld.
Okay.
When Seinfeld
be careful.
Was out. No. Seinfeld was out. When I got to watch it, because, you know, remember, like, I didn't know how to use my VCR. I would watch it, I really enjoyed it. What I didn't like were the people that were quoting Seinfeld, which made me not like Seinfeld.
Right, but then, you know, they were all looking at you like, what's wrong with her?
But I didn't say anything.
Okay.
But secretly, I didn't like Seinfeld because of that.
It's one of those shows that you can't hate on because people will actually look at you differently.
Right.
A person that people say is so beloved that if you have a little ounce of just disrespect for the person, it goes to your character.
It's over.
Betty White.
Oh, Betty.
If you even if you even attempt to say anything wrong about Betty White, it's like, what happened to you? Like, what age were you dropped on the floor? You know, like, it's one of those things.
Like, there's another name, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman is another one. He is so beloved.
He is so lovable.
Yeah.
Lovable. Yeah, love him. Yeah.
Hey, does anyone dislike Keanu Reeves?
Nope.
If they do, they're in a corner somewhere by themselves.
Nope.
There was somebody who talked about Keanu Reeves recently. Who was it? Chandler Bing. No, what's his name?
Yeah, Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry.
You called him his character name.
Chandler Bing.
What did he say about Keanu Reeves?
He wrote something in his book about, I don't know, having a bad meeting with him or something. Okay. Like,
let me think about this.
Something like that. And he had to apologize for it, and he had to take it out of his book. Any further?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I remember that. He said something about Keanu Reeves in his book, and then he had to go in. I mean, he's one of those people that he's untouchable, essentially.
Let me see what he said.
Yeah, come back to us on that one. The Toy Story movies are on this list of things that you cannot say anything bad about Toy Story. Pizza.
Oh, never.
Pizza. Does anyone know anyone that doesn't like pizza?
Not one person.
Yeah. And if you do, weirdo. Yeah. Add to the list. You could text 104536. Things that people love so much that it is actually a red flag when people don't like them.
I found the comment.
Tell me, what is it?
He said, why is it that the original thinkers like River Phoenix and Heath Ledger die, but Keanu Reeves still walks among us? Then he had to backtrack and apologize and say that he's a big fan of Keanu Reeves and he just chose a random name.
Mm-hmm. It's too late,
Love your new movie, Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
And that is Abel, who has officially changed his name from The Weeknd to Abel Tesfaye. His proper name now. And now we wait to see what happens next.
So he decided to take The Weeknd off?
Yeah. Yes, Dad. He took The Weeknd off like that.
I'm waiting for that.
You held that one in your pocket. Yeah. Very nicely done.
Thank you.
Things that are so beloved that it almost is a red flag when people say they don't like them. I got a text. Someone said, soca music. When anybody who is Trinidadian hears that someone doesn't like soca, I think the relationship is over. And my Trinidadian friend just texted.
Here's what I think about that, is that people who don't have a connection to the music because it's so emotional and it's so cultural and it's so, it evokes so much feeling, I feel like if you can't relate to that, how can you love the music if you don't understand what's happening?
Essentially, people from Trinidad believe if you don't like soca, there's no happiness in your life.
Yeah, you hate happiness.
There it is. That's what I'm saying. Okay. It's so funny.
But you don't get it. It's like, if you don't understand the music, then you don't understand the music. That's how I personally
feel about reggae. Like, I've never heard anyone say, I don't like reggae. Everyone likes reggae.
People can say they appreciate it, but if you don't get it, you don't get it.
Yeah, but also, I think sometimes when things get played over and over and over again on repeat in music, I'm not talking about genres necessarily, but songs.
Yeah.
Then you start not liking it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear that song again. I don't want to hear that song again.
You might want to close your windows during carnival season, though.
Well, no, I'm talking about radio stuff.
I know what you mean.
You know, like, I remember when I was younger when you would buy, like, an album or something like that, and you go, look at this new album from so-and-so. You like that?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, now I'm really insulted.
Right. And for soca music, if you never touched the Savannah Grass, how could you love Savannah Grass by Kes?
I hit a nerve over there. You see what's happening? I'm going to hit another azalea nerve. If you don't like ice cream, big red flag. If you don't like ice cream, uh-oh.
Speaking of flags, we're getting a timeout.
We are.
Simone. Go to the next thing.
All right. Okay.
Fight.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So earlier, I told you about some of the best restaurants in Canada. So if you missed it, I posted the best new restaurants in Toronto on our Chum 104.5 social pages. But Canada's 50 Best Bars was also announced last night from Canada's 100 Best event. So while Montreal took the number one best restaurant and Toronto got number two there with Allo, Toronto took the number one best bar out of 50 and Montreal took number two on that list. So Montreal kind of is really the next up and coming when it comes to restaurants and bars as well. So I'm kind of excited to visit Montreal.
Somebody told me this week that Montreal is like the party capital of Canada. Is that correct?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, and if you're from Montreal, call us and let us know.
Okay.
But there's a strip of great restaurants in Montreal that it is like hopping.
Yeah.
Things are happening.
Okay.
And it is so good. And it's always been a good food place, but it sounds like it's even more so now, which again makes us all want to go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I mean, there's so many places in Toronto that I still have not checked out.
Right on.
So Civil Liberties is the number one best bar here in Toronto. And if you are going to Montreal soon, they're close. Cloakroom Bar and Atwater Cocktail Club, they took the 2 and 3 spots.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Toronto.
Yeah.
So Bar Pompette, Bar Raval, Mother Cocktail, Cry Baby Gallery, Bar Mordecai, Bar Shaft, Gift Shop, and Coffee Oyster Champagne and Atois. They're all in the top 20.
Nice. I was at Mordecai last week.
Bar Mordecai is fantastic.
Yeah.
The owner, Christina, I know her well. And she, like, downstairs is karaoke room.
Yes.
And it's so cool because each room is themed after something different. Like, the room I was in was this pop room. I think it was, like, 90s, 2000. So all of the walls, like, looks like what your bedroom may have looked like back in the 90s. It just had posters from all these, like, J14 magazine all over the walls, all over the ceilings.
They've done it right.
Really cool.
That's fun.
Yeah, and you can have a fun karaoke party where you're not singing karaoke in front of a bunch of strangers. You're in a room with your friends.
Yeah.
And then you could order your food and your drinks to the room.
I'm telling you, there are not many cities like Toronto. We don't have a lack of things to do. Good things. High quality things.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, Bar Chef, they do all those wild cocktails. You see all those, like, the dry ice ones and they come out in big suitcases and then you got, or like a briefcase, you got to open it and your cocktails
that's
in there.
Cool. That is very cool.
And then Coffee Oyster Champagne and Atois, that's the one that looks like a little cafe in the front where you're going to have a little bit of champagne and some oysters. But if you ask them for the champagne tour, you're going to get something special if you go there.
It's like that hidden secret menu.
Yeah, like a speakeasy. That's so very cool. So those are in the top 20. And just a reminder for the best new restaurant in Toronto, it's called Prime Seafood Palace. So reservations are open. They're probably crazy busy
now
with the foodies, but I mean, book now if you want a reservation in maybe August. I don't know. But maybe try it out.
Yeah.
And if you even looked at the internet yesterday, Martha Stewart is all over everything because she, at the age of 81 years old, is now the oldest cover model for Sports Illustrated, but doesn't even look 81 at all.
No.
So they did the shoot in the Dominican Republic, and the editor-in-chief called her the OG influencer, which I feel like is so true because she continues to change with the times, and she reaches more than 100 million fans per month with her magazine and television and shows and books and whatever it is. But she does a lot. She has a lot going on. And
she really worked hard to get that bathing suit body. No pasta, no bread for 2 months.
Right.
Wow.
Pilates every second day. So way to go, Martha.
She looks phenomenal.
Are 81-year-olds under pressure right now with Martha Stewart leading the charge? Like, well,
if you're 81,
the bar is raised.
Do you know who, I just want to say this very quickly.
Yeah.
She's going to be 85 or 86, I think.
Okay.
Jane Fonda. She's busier now, she says, than she's ever been in her life. So there's something about that. They both look real good.
I mean, Jane Fonda's hot.
Look at you, Jane.
She said, I had a bout with cancer, but other than that, I'm a healthy person, as is Martha.
Yes.
Right.
As is Martha. All right. Thank you. That's good.
That's what's trending.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
So, if you could have a stage name, you know, another name, what would your name be? Text it to 104.536.
You know, the way that people find this, we'll use Iggy Azalea, for example.
Okay.
Because people often hear my name and they're like, oh, like Iggy Azalea. And I'm like, no. I was born and given this name, whereas she took the first name of, like, the street she grew up on and the name of her first pet.
She grew up on Iggy Street?
No, okay, the backwards. So
Azalea Street.
And Iggy was her first pet.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Because The Weeknd is now going by his name, Abel Tesfaye. I love hearing his name. I think looking at his name is a reminder of his Ethiopian roots. You know, I'm a lover of Africa and all things Africa. So, like, seeing Abel Tesfaye warms my heart. But he says that a new name is coming. He says The Weeknd is now the past and we're moving to the present and to the future. How is he going to get a new name? I mean, I had a stage name before you guys knew me as Jamar. I went by Jay Nice.
Yeah, with two eyes.
With two eyes, exactly. Well, my stage name...
Why two eyes, Jamar?
I just wanted to be different. I was a big fan of the hip-hop group Nice and Smooth back in the day, and I loved Greg Nice, and I said, I'm just going to be Jay Nice. This was like a grade school thing. Okay. And it just kind of... And I put the extra I in there just to look cooler.
Yeah.
Anything to look cooler, which I'm desperately trying to do all the time.
Well, you know, if you go out with me and you meet people who knew me when I was a teen, some of them still call me Alizé.
You were known as Alizé?
Yeah.
What? Wow, a 90s liquor.
Yeah.
But what? I don't get it. Why? I mean, okay, but what?
You know, I want to say it's because a lot of people couldn't pronounce Azalea right away, like because it's just, I don't know, they couldn't hear me yelling it over loud music.
Yeah. And then Biggie started rhyming about Alizé.
Right.
And
then the Moet. Keep you tipped. But it's because I was also a bartender. So a lot of people just would be like, Alizé. So that was my nickname for a very long time.
Ooh, we're going to give you a stage name, Marilyn Dennis.
All right.
Because you've been Marilyn Dennis forever.
I'm Marilyn Dennis for a long time.
It's DJ Mary D.
DJ Mary D.
Mary D. DJ say it. DJ Mary D.
DJ Mary D.
Mary D.
time.
Marry?
It's a little swag.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. What about you, Simone? Do you have a stage
name? What's your stage name, producer Simone?
This was my favorite one of them. It's Tony Jabroni.
You sound like a wrestler.
No, it's not. It's like, it's like
very Italian.
Jabroni.
Tony Jabroni.
Well, that's all right. I like that.
Yeah.
I like Simone Alone.
Simone.
You do like Simone Alone. Wait, do you like Mary D, or do we need to come up with
a name? I don't know. I was looking for a generator, but they make you pay for it. I'm not going to pay.
Okay, so tell us your first pet.
Okay.
I have a pet.
Never, no pets, none at all? Wow.
Okay. Fish? Oh, not really. Any fish? Difficult.
A squirrel or anything?
Yeah, no. It's like the same generators as your as your stripper name.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I
don't know.
Do you guys know anybody who actually changed their legal name, like for real, for real? I went to school with a kid that changed his name.
I didn't know.
He hated his name so much, they changed it. I want to tell you this name.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to change his first name because I don't want anyone Googling him.
Yeah.
So let's just say his name was Robert Schmuckler.
Okay.
I promise you. I was like, we would play soccer, and on the back of his jersey where it had all of our team name, like our last names, it said Schmuckler. People would run up and down the field. I got the schmuck. I got this. I was like, oh, man. He hated it so much that he eventually changed his name to Silver.
Well, it's Silver. Like it's like a lot of these people that are actors and actresses, and I think, you know, like designers too, they changed their name.
All the time.
Well, it's not.
But they didn't have name generators. I want to know how they got
it. It's not hard to come up with it because The Weeknd, he named himself The Weeknd because one weekend he and his mom left his home and never came back.
Oh, wow.
And that's where he got
that's
the
what he said.
The Weeknd.
He dropped out of school, took his mattress, left one weekend and never came home. Oh, okay. Just him.
That's a story.
That's a story in itself. Okay.
So that's it.
I'd like to know that. Yeah.
Hey, tell us what your new name is. What is your new name?
You could change it. Yeah.
Yeah. Texas 104536. And this is Teddy, otherwise known as Ed Sheeran. Chum.
Chum 104.5.
The morning.
Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
DJ Mary D and Jay Nice.
You know what I do have? I do have, a long time ago, I went, you know, out to Newport, Rhode Island. You see all those mansions during, you know, the Gilded Age. And I thought, you know, I could have been pretty good out here. I could have been the lady of the manor.
There it is.
So my girlfriend, who was with me, my friend Linda, said, you know what I'm going to call you? I'm going to call you the Duchess of Scarborough.
The Duchess of Scarborough.
So years later, at the Scarborough Town Center, they had this, and they do every year, they have a great honor. It's that, you know, people that are being honored that come from Scarborough.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me a crown and a star on the Walk of Fame because of how I positively promoted Scarborough. And they introduced me, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Duchess of Scarborough. And I went, thank you, everyone. I gave the wave. And it stuck. I mean, that's years ago.
Run with it.
You
could always resurrect it.
I feel Duchess of Scarborough is very appropriate.
Look, for a long time, no one knew who Will Smith was. It was always the Fresh Prince.
Yes.
I promise you, when Will Smith made the switch to becoming Will Smith, rather than the Fresh Prince, a lot of people were confused.
Right.
They're like, I know Jazzy Jeff. I know the Fresh Prince. Who is this Will Smith guy? So for many people, you know, who are just new to the party, many didn't know him as Will Smith first. So, you know, name changes are big. Diddy has gone through many of them.
Lady Gaga. Duchess of Scarborough. Lady Gaga.
I like that.
What's Lady Gaga's real name is?
Stephanie Germanata. Stephanie.
Yeah. Madonna.
What is her? Is it?
Ciccone is her last name.
What's her real, Madonna's first name? Is it Madonna?
I think it's Madonna Ciccone.
Her first name cannot be Madonna with her fake British accent. Oh, let me see. Madonna.
Am I right? It's not like Melissa.
I feel like it's something else. Madonna's first name is...
I think it's Madonna.
Yeah, I think it is Madonna.
It's Madonna, yeah. But she just...
Madonna Louise Ciccone.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Wow. She lucked out.
Cher is Cher.
Cher is Cher?
True.
Cher is Cher. So it's interesting how people change their names and why do they change their names? Like you say, a lot of DJs, and I'm just talking about on-air people, many years ago, everybody was Chuck Morgan. Chuck R. Morgan.
Right.
Like, Chuck Morgan. How many Chuck Morgans are there? Or, you know, I can't remember some of the other DJ names. And
oh, everyone was JoJo at one point.
Oh, was
all,
that
all
right?
The radio people were like, I'm JoJo this, I'm JoJo that.
Okay, so it was a popular name. Anyway, it's interesting. So he's gone back to his name because why? The Weeknd? Because
he's reinventing himself. Yeah, he says The Weeknd must die or something like that.
Yeah, that's what he said. And then he also said that he did everything that he could do through The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And now it's time to...
He's moving on. Okay. I don't blame him. Okay.
All right. Speaking of stage names, prayers up for Eric Marlon Bishop. We are all hoping for his recovery, right? Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Eric Marlon Bishop.
I like Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx sounds so much more cooler, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, always a calculated decision, the naming of a star or celebrity.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know, let me know.
If you have been waiting to legally drink in your favorite park in the city, well, Toronto City Council has finally voted to allow drinking in parks this summer. But there is a catch. It's only going to be for 2 months, August 5th. So it's starting, in a few months from now.
Wild. that is insult to injury on the part of whoever made that rule. That's
not in June, not in July, but August 5th.
Yo, that's like saying, we'll let you ice skate during the winter. Ice skating rinks start in March.
Right.
Like, what? what are you doing?
I don't know why. Is it because it took so long to make the decision?
I guess so. I don't know why it can't go into play immediately.
I'm trying to defend them, and I can't.
This is wild.
Right.
Yeah.
So it goes until October 9th. And the other catch is that there's only 21 out of the 25 wards that you're allowed to.
Okay.
So only the counselor that's for that ward who opted in and said yes, they voted yes. The others are still dry. So the other parks are still dry. So the three that said no are Ward 24, so Scarborough, Guildwood, Ward 8, Eglinton, Lawrence, and Ward 2, Etobicoke Center. So those are the only ones that you cannot drink in.
All right, so it's just straight Kool-Aid and water in those flasks.
Right.
In those places, right? Okay.
Don't try to be sneaky either.
Don't.
On top of that, Premier Ford said that he's going to actually get beer and wine in convenience stores. So he said he was going to do this first back in 2018, but yesterday at a press conference, so he said on top of them drinks being available in Costco and Walmart, he wants corner stores to have beer too, just like in the States. Except in the States, you can also get spirits.
Bring up some more American debauchery.
Right? I don't see that happening though.
Do you remember that picture I sent you months ago when I went down for a little bit?
Right. It was like you were showing the Mickeys, right?
I walked into a 7-Eleven and it was a wall about the size of this whole room of just liquor and beer. And I was like, wow, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And it's so interesting. Because one of my favorite TikTok pages is this girl. She goes, she doesn't go in. She probably fakes it. She probably works there. But she's in a convenience store in the States, and they create these little cocktails for you. So they give you everything you may need. Your little, is it called a Mickey?
You can say a Mickey, like a little.
They give you your little Mickey. They give you your chaser, and they call it like Blue Magical Dreams. Like, I don't know, something random. But they give you everything you need in this mason jar to create your drink, and then you're just in the convenience store, and you go.
Yeah, it's different.
I was like, this is amazing.
It's different from state to state.
Yeah.
Certain states are really, really conservative, and some are just kind of like, whatever.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, while this is exciting to maybe be able to get beer and wine at the convenience store, some people are like, hello, Premier Ford. There are other things that are more important here.
Sure.
Like, why is it so expensive to live in the city?
Yeah.
So, as much as, you know, people may want to have
priority,
accessibility to alcohol. Priorities.
Yeah. How about accessibility to affordable housing?
Exactly.
Right.
I have to say that the LCBO here in lovely Ontario, 9 times out of 10, it's really well appointed. It's clean. It's
true.
And like in Alberta, it's been a while since I've been in Alberta. I have gone to some really nasty looking places to buy wine. Like it's like really dingy, dirty.
Yeah. I love a good dirty liquor store with like plexiglass and bulletproof glass. It just makes me feel like home, you know?
What?
It just makes me feel like, this is the baseline for me. It's like, what did you say? I said I want the Johnny Walker. What? The Johnny Walker.
The bar's on the ground.
That's me though.
Crazy. All right.
That's what's trending.
When you wake up. Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up.
On Chum.
It was on this day in 1983 that someone introduced us to the moonwalk, Michael Jackson, during the Motown Records 25th anniversary show. Do you remember that? I remember watching that special going, what is he doing?
I was pretty, I was pretty infantile at the time.
Were you a baby?
But I'll tell you.
25th in 1983, how old were you?
About two.
You should know this.
I remember the video though. That video with him with the glitter socks.
Oh man.
The penny loafers, the black penny loafers and the high pants.
Like he's in front of his peers, right?
Yeah.
Because like all these Motown greats are not only backstage, but they're sitting in the audience. And I'm watching with my roommate at the time and I went, what is happening? And it was so exciting. So exciting.
That moon.
Do you think at that moment it was one of those like, look what I could do? And everyone was like, okay, Mike.
I mean,
until it became iconic.
That's a good question. Like, what was the reaction when saw it initially?
Everyone went. You could hear like gasps, like
yeah,
because he was doing so many great moves,
right? Yeah,
and then he starts going like right across the stage,
gliding backwards,
and you're like, how did he do that?
Yeah,
like it's pretty cool. I know you're a doubter, Azalea. It was
no,
I believe in Mike.
That video is like legendary. I will definitely say that. Like, anytime people see that, I mean, it was such a big moment.
Right.
And he kind of modified that dance from things that James Brown were doing.
Everything.
Cab Calloway was kind of doing something like that. But then he took it and said, this is what it is.
And
it's the moonwalk.
He also was a great student of Fred Astaire.
Yes.
And
yes.
Gene Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gene Kelly was really known, the great dancer, was known to wear shorter pants with white socks so you could see his feet. That's why he did what he did.
Yeah.
By the way, happy birthday to Janet Jackson.
Wow.
She's 57.
She's on tour right now.
I know she is.
And she's looking
on my feet.
Oh,
great.
She looks good.
Right.
Do you see the photo with her and Tom Cruise?
Yo, she's stepping on necks right now, Janet.
She was like, thanks for coming, T. I'm like, oh.
She was on stage with Busta Rhymes. They shared a little wine on stage.
She's coming to town.
She looks good.
I know.
And she's going to be awesome.
Okay. What's the date of that concert?
Oh, you have to look it up. You got your computer right in front of you.
Well, it's coming soon.
Are you one of those friends that you say,
May 23rd, I believe.
What is it?
Looking it up for
May 23rd.
May 23rd.
Budweiser Stage.
Oh,
Days away?
That's a good producer we got there, producer Simone.
Man, I'm running upstairs right after this. Okay. I have some people to talk to. Okay.
I just picture Mike. Look what I could do. Guys, look what I could do.
Right?
No.
Like, thank you, Michael. Thank you, little brother.
Hey. Thanks, Mike.
Well, enjoy. Today I'm hanging out at the social later today. So if anyone's watching, I got to figure out what I'm going to say to make everyone clap. That's how it goes. It's like, I think you have to be your own person. Yay! I got to come up with my quotable.
Right? So they can post it.
Right.
Have fun.
Okay. 8:51. Enjoy yourselves later today. And Richie Favreau will have another shot at your money in 8 minutes with a cash code. Coming up next on Chum 104.5 with today's best music and your favorite throwbacks.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.